Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
A portion of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten locally by Larry McLean Painting Incorporated, serving the Treasure Coast since 1976 in commercial and residential painting services, pressure cleaning, shake roof renewal, tile roof painting, deck ceiling or refinishing, and complete interior or exterior painting. Licensed and insured, Larry McLean Painting is available at 772-223-9000. That's 772-223-9000.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Excellence as a tool for exploits. Remember, Daniel had an excellent spirit, so they couldn't find anything on him. See, what's wrong with a lot of saints is folk find a whole bunch of stuff on you. Yeah, right. How you go tell me you late four times this week? Talk about some excellence. The reason Daniel was able to deal with three kingdoms, they couldn't find anything on him. He wasn't perfect, but he had a spirit of excellence. And so they did just what God wanted to do. See, when you walk in excellence, the enemy will do exactly what God wants. Because, see, you carry kingdom. You advance, the kingdom advances. They couldn't find anything where they could nail him, get him demoted, get him put in jail. So they said, we have to find something about him concerning his God. Tell somebody, game over. That's just what God wants, for somebody to start messing with him through you. But see, he can't help you when they messing with you and they're right. Say, well, they fired you. Yeah, I know they fired you, but come on, son. You didn't call in. You missed all last week. Took 2 weeks vacation. You only had one. But Lord, now how he gonna help you there? But when you walk in excellence, God says, that's my battle. The battle is mine. They're right where I want them, because now through your life, I can advance my kingdom. Okay? So the pursuit of excellence we looked at, our source of excellence we looked at, and today we're going to look at excellence is creative. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, the Bible says everything that God made, it says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Time to go from good to very good. What'd you get on your test? A C minus. Oh, that's good. I have to admit, in high school, I was good. Good to poor. I passed, didn't I? Ain't gotta take that class over no more. Tell somebody, time to graduate. Now, y'all didn't say it right. Graduate. All right. God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. We see in certain areas where God said he saw it, it was good. But here, when he sizes it all up, looks at it all together, he says it was very good. In other words, it was excellent. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now, it's important that we understand God is the architect of all the universe, of everything created. And he's the creator of everything in time and in space that has been created. Understand now, we are created in his image and after his likeness. His image in us, you might take note of this, adds an element of creativity to our DNA. Do you know there are trillions, they can't even count the stars. I've been in a place one time when I was a sophomore in high school, went to a basketball camp in Colorado and made friends with a guy that lived in that area. And so he said, you know, I want, because, you know, I'm an outdoors type of guy. I love, you know, all that stuff. Even took astronomy in school. I wanted to see the stars. He said, man, you want to see the stars, go to Colorado. We drove up into the mountains one evening, a bunch of us, and it was a clear night. It was a little Volkswagen and a couple other cars, I think it was. And once we got out of the car, it frightened me. To see from horizon to horizon, stars. I'm not talking about one here twinkling and then way over. No, it was like blanketed. It's like they were just singing or some bigger than other ones. You could see the Orion or whatever it was, Big Dipper, whatever it was. You could see all that stuff. Like you could reach out and almost touch it. The trillions and trillions and trillions of stars, God named every one of them. Every one of them has a name and a distinct characteristic, a different glory. In Genesis 1:26, we see where God says, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. You know that verse, Genesis 1:26. This element of creativity that God places in us in creation when we're born, this element graces us to do one thing, listen to me, in many varied and beautiful ways. You know, even though we sing some of the same songs, sometimes our praise team leaders and our team, and even the musicians, even though they play the same song, they play it differently. It's like they hit another chord, another frequency. And sometimes when the Spirit, you know, wants, it just takes us to a whole nother crescendo, a whole nother world. Do you know creativity will take you into other worlds? Come on, somebody, help me here. You lose your creativity, you lose your childlikeness. You get boring, old and dusty. You know, I went and saw that movie a while back, Uncle Drew. Was that the name? What was the name of it? Was it Uncle Drew? Yeah, the last one he made. I enjoyed it myself, you know, a little inspirational thing. But he said something concerning basketball. One guy said, you know, oh, no, I don't play no more. I'm too old to play. He said, you don't get too old to play basketball. He said, you get old because you stop playing basketball. You know, that philosophy may not mean basketball to you. It may be something else. But when you stop doing something, you don't stop doing it because you get old. No, you start getting old because you stop doing it. Say amen, lights. It's true. Some folks just, well, I'm too old. No, see, you're old in your mind. What does it mean to be renewed in the spirit of your mind? To think young. You'd be amazed what your mind can make your body do. Amen. Now, you might not be like you were at 17. but get that one foot out the grave. One foot in the grave. One foot in the church. Get that foot out the grave. God has need of you. There's some juices left in you. There's some life left in you. This element of creativity, it graces us. It's a grace. It's an ornament. It's an ornament around your neck. It's like a beautiful piece of jewelry. It graces you to do one thing, but in so many varied and creative ways. You know, learn how to cook one dish more than one way. You know, add a little seasoning to something. Anything. There's a world of creativity that surrounds us all the time. It's there. But the enemy and society try to put you on lock. People try to put you on lock. Even growing up, when you were doing something, you thought, you know, you're doing it well, and somebody laughed at you or something, you just kind of froze up. I don't do that no more because they laughing. Or that little nappy head. That little nappy head girl in your first grade class was jealous of you. Y'all see memories coming up here. I saw her face. No, but seriously, a lot of times we can put stuff on lock. And we call it getting shy or humble is what it is. And I'm not talking about being carnal and fleshly and all that. I'm talking about finding your identity in Christ. There's a creativity that should flow from you in your domain. And if you've not found it in that, you've not sought God enough. I'm not talking about just what you learned in your education. Because sometimes you took a whole lot of courses and ain't had to add nothing in 10 years, but you're a math major. You know calculus. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying, you know, where we draw it from is from the Holy Spirit. We are connected to a world that the world don't know, that the natural man can't perceive. It's a world of knowledge. A world of understanding, a world of wisdom, a world with no limitations on it. God says, unto him that believes, all things are possible. Come on, enter into that realm with me where everything becomes possible for you, for your family, for your children, for your business. Ain't no shortage nowhere. Don't let the media fool you. Ain't no shortages nowhere. Ain't no shortage of success. There's enough success to go around for everybody. Everybody can be successful. Just because one gets successful don't mean that you can't be. Because one person gets blessed don't mean that, okay, now you jealous, now you mad. No, that means there's room for you to be blessed. God is not short on passing out blessing. Prosperity. Heaven has no shortage. Don't let the world fool you. Try to block you. Amen. Let me give you a definition of creativity. You see, creativity is attractive. People don't go to see boring stuff. You know a movie's boring? Rotten Tomatoes? It got a zero and not one good review. Well, I just got to go see that. No, you ain't going to see that. You ain't going to see that. It's in black and white. Right? No, you want to go see stuff that's creative. Amen. That's going to stir you. Amen. That's going to stir your mind. That's going to stir your creative juices. You want to see, you know... Sometimes we suffer, we go see the little ones play. You know, when I say suffer, you know, you support them because they need that support. But, you know, when they get the ball and just go to running with it and the score ends up 1-0 or 0-0 or 0-0, you know, good game, boy. You know, you want to support them. But I'd much rather see something on a professional level.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns